Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning.
No, not Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
Yay, I'm going to work like I like.
I love my job.
You're a freak. Can you show me where I can get some coffee?
Okay, okay. Anything to get this show started. Come on.
Today's Monday.
We already covered that, okay?
Is there anything else?
And also,
it's show time!
All right, wake up, everybody. Here we go.
Monday again. Come on.
Kicking off a brand new work week, although the final day of September.
Yep. All over. So you might as well start Christmas shopping now, people.
If you haven't already.
Yeah.
6:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Haven't already.
Please.
You're probably done.
You guys are boys. No, I have a couple things, believe it or not, but I've just bought them recently for people, so... But other than that, yeah,
okay.
I have no idea. It's still summer. It's still summer to me. Except this morning.
A little chilly this morning.
I'll say.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be a beautiful week. High in the mid to upper 70s. 59 now.
Yeah.
And thanks to everybody who came out to Wet n Wild Saturday for the Positively Kids.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Very windy. Yes. It was a beautiful day temperature wise. It was just windy.
It was the only day.
Yeah. I know.
Last week and probably this week that we'll have wind or even a slight breeze.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But we had a great time. Thanks to Kevin Janison, who made out very well, by the way, from Channel 3.
He sure did. Bought $100 worth of ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And won the $5,000 grand prize.
Amazing.
I know we're broadcasting that all over the place, but he won, yeah. And he said, well, I'm going to donate some of this to charity. And good for him, because, you know, I would have said that.
I thought I would buy my ducks when I got there.
Thought that'd be good luck.
That would be good luck, you know, last minute.
Yeah.
I think I bought about 6 or 7 ducks.
Yeah.
How many? I know you bought some.
Yeah, I bought 6 ducks.
Morty. He bought some ducks.
Here's what I was afraid of. I swear to God, I was so afraid, oh, my God, I'm going to win something. And people are going to say, oh, it's rigged. Well, guess what?
Thank God we don't have to worry about that.
No, Mike.
But it was a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who came out. Positively Kids.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll do it again. The Lucky Duck big event to raise money for Positively Kids. All right. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Lots of music news in this report, including Bruce Springsteen. He just shows up sometimes.
No, nothing to do, nothing going on.
Yeah, it seems like it.
All right, more on that and other stories after AC/DC Highway to Hell.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Anyone wondering what Jim Belushi's been up to lately? Well, if that is you... He's a cannabis farmer in Oregon now, and he's developing a Blues Brothers strain of cannabis. Announced it this weekend, had a big event at the farm. Expected a few people to come. Well, there were about 400 people. Dan Aykroyd was there. They performed.
Mm-hmm.
Event raised about $54,000 for a disabled blues musician that they know. It was filmed. Will likely be a part of an upcoming series about Jim's cannabis farm. According to Jim, is on... some network that pops up every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's like 5 or 6 of them in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney and Sony, by the way, Morty, they have come to an agreement to keep Spider-Man
good
in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yes. Calls for them to co-finance one more Spider-Man movie and have Spider-Man appear in one more Marvel film. And what's that sound I hear? What is that? Ah, oh, it's all the inhalers being dropped all over the world. Jeez. Wow. That's so cool. It's so cool. We're going to get one more. This is so cool.
By the way, out at Wet Wild, Captain America, they had the Avengers. I couldn't understand why.
They had the Avengers.
Captain America had the hammer, and Morty wrecked the movie for me.
Yeah, wrecked the movie that you will never see, probably, for you.
And you asked the question.
Yeah, and you asked it, and everybody looked at you like, stupid. God.
Even Captain America said.
Yeah, it was like, really, dude? Okay, and you do radio? Okay, right, okay, sure. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, good. Well, you watch that in 4 years, and you let us know. Hey, spoiler!
She knows Spider-Man or Captain America. Man. Captain America.
Yes,
and
Captain
he's like, yeah. Who's that girl over there with the paint on her face? Like, and just like, that's Black
hello,
Panther's
Black
sister.
Yeah, hello.
Duh.
Derpity derp derp. God. You big schnur.
I felt so awkward all afternoon long.
I know. Hey, Pitbull in talks to join Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the halftime show for the Super Bowl, so we'll see. There's always somebody, a bunch of people that kind of latch on and do something. That would probably be a pretty pretty high-energy show, I'll tell you that. Already it's going to be. And New Jersey's Monmouth County Historical Association debuted their new Bruce Springsteen exhibit Saturday night. Featured 150 pieces of memorabilia, including 20 that he donated. And what? Who's that coming in the door? Dorothy, who's that? That was Bruce Springsteen. He stopped by.
Really?
He did. Brought the guitar, performed Light of Day, said, listen, I can't stay long. I got my family in the city, but I wanted to come by and just thank everyone for supporting me and the National Historic Association. It's nice to be honored by my hometown. I know.
That's awesome.
He's just that guy. It's like, yeah, thanks, man. You know what? We were going to a movie. I thought I'd stop by.
Yeah. Except for the one person that he didn't acknowledge for whatever reason.
We were talking about that off the air where there are those people that they're just nice. You never hear one bad thing, but there's that one person who's
I ran into him and he sucked.
A jerk, man.
Didn't even wave.
Yeah. He was just pushing his kid in a stroller and he had groceries in his hand and didn't even wave to me. Okay. Mother Teresa. Yeah. Whatever. Everybody said she was nice, but not to me.
10K Payday Contest is back. Already had the first winner of the morning.
Yes.
Natalie Fernandez got the call from the Beasley Banker.
Oh, thank you.
That's it.
Okay.
$1,000 richer.
Okay.
You get call.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay.
So she has $1,000 qualified for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K Payday Contest. Your next chance to win, 8 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. All the details about the 10K Payday Contest on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla, I want to play this audio for you. This is a DJ in England who set the Guinness record for identifying the most Taylor Swift songs within 60 seconds just from the lyrics.
Okay. All right.
And believe it or not, he got 27 right, which beat the old record of 14. So he has a guy throwing out lyrics.
Right.
And he has to come up with the title.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati. There's glitter on the floor.
New Year's Day.
My castle crumbled overnight.
Call it what you want.
He was the best of times.
Getaway car.
State the obvious.
Pictures are burned.
Because, baby, now we got
bad blood.
I'm so glad you made time to see me.
Back to December.
I never trust a narcissist.
Pass.
Hit the ground.
Sweeter than the fiction.
Drew looks at me.
So you get the idea. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Everybody's waiting.
For anybody, for any artist.
Because I can't hear a word he's saying.
Yeah, how do we know he's doing
it? I know.
People like you always want back.
All you have to do is say,
I stay out too late, got nothing in my brain.
Shake it off.
It's 2 a.m. in your car.
I wish you would.
You take a deep breath.
Still going.
15.
Stand there like a ghost.
Hey, slowing down.
How you get to go?
Nice to meet you.
Now, you know about as much about pop culture as anybody.
Oh, I don't know about
that. So
I couldn't name Taylor Swift songs, though.
Think of your favorite artist, and we're going to take some lyrics.
Okay.
And give you the same amount of time and see how many you can do. All right? So think about it. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. Billy Joel, KKLZ.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we were talking about that guy in England who broke the record for naming song titles just from lyrics of Taylor Swift songs.
Right.
Now, I think Carla knows about as much about pop culture as anybody I know.
Sure.
I mean, you know the words to songs that I've never even heard of.
When I was younger, I was way better, but
okay. So I think you would be very good at this. So we've set up the clock, and I think Hart I know I asked you to think of.
I'm a huge fan of Heart. I've seen them more than, you know, probably any band.
And that's what I'm basing this on.
Okay.
I know I asked you to think about it and choose them.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
A lot of people might think, well, if she chooses, she's going to know the lyrics.
Yeah, chose the band. Yeah, you left the room, though. So, well, yeah, but that was what that was based on. That guy was a big fan, so,
okay, you're a big fan of Heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to start the clock.
Great.
And see if you can even get 10 of these songs within 60 seconds.
Okay.
All right, so start the clock. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
Start the clock.
Yeah, it should be going. Hold
on. It's not going.
Here we go. Here
What's
you go.
Wrong
Hold
with
on.
Our
no,
clock?
No, here it is. There's the clock. There you go.
Is it?
Yep.
All right.
Right there.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Cold Late Night So Long Ago.
Magic Man.
All right. We May Still Have Time. We May Still Get By.
Crazy on You.
All right. So This Ain't the End. I Saw You Again Today.
Barracuda.
Oh, boy. I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you.
What About Love?
All right. I Hear the Ticking of the Clock.
Alone.
Wow. Out of the Street, Get on Home.
Kick It Out.
Okay.
Kick It Out.
Late Night in the Penthouse Room, The Fire's Burning.
Heartless.
Okay. There was, I was, the old man stranded again, so I ran off. Off I ran.
Even it up.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, no.
No?
No, Dog and Butterfly. I'm the only one that can please
Sorry.
You.
Okay, my least favorite song, by the way. I'm the only one that could please you.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Even It Up.
Oh, thank you.
And Hey Baby, I'm Talking to You.
Never.
All right, there you go.
Okay. What'd I get?
I'm doing again.
Eight? Okay. Thank
Not
you.
Not bad.
John stepping in. You know, am I the only person, by the way? I hated the song Dog and Butterfly.
I think we went over 60
it.
Seconds, but
Whatever,
I think.
Whatever, the okay. clock was still ticking.
I think you did very well.
I know. Started the clock for me again.
I like how you sang each song when you were singing. It sounded the same as every other song.
Yes, you get. I know.
Now you get an idea of what. Now you get the idea of what listeners go through when we do thespian operette theater.
Absolutely.
Or Kazuki Oki.
Thank God there's Google. Thank God there's Google.
That was pretty good.
That was very good.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. I don't know if you set a new record, but...
No, I don't think I did.
I thought you did a good job. Just imagine winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details coming up soon on the 10K Payday Contest. The station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. Sunshine today, and all week long, it's going to be nice, as opposed to what we had on Saturday.
Yes.
By the way, we had our company picnic on Saturday.
Yeah.
We weren't able to go.
No, we were hosting the Lucky Duck event.
But they said it was windy and things blowing every paper plates all over the place.
Ah, man.
This week, they say it's going to be nice. High in the mid to upper 70s all week long.
Okay.
It's about 60 outside right
That's
now.
Nice.
Just a few things we think you should know. Coming up after Huey Lewis. And by the way, a new track out from Huey Lewis.
Yes.
Check that out on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3kklz.
Now listen, you know, Halloween's not that far away. We're going into October. A couple of police departments in the Midwest have put out guidelines for toilet papering a house this day and age. They say you should ask for permission from the people in the house.
Well, what fun is that?
And then, Mike, you clean up when you're done.
Well,
I agree. That's just silly talk right there. Excuse me. We're going to TP your house.
And then afterwards, we'll clean it up.
We don't like you. So we're going to TP your house.
Or...
The thing with the TPing is it's so harmless.
Right.
It
or
really
they
is.
Did it because they liked you.
Yeah, there you go.
That was kind of a
way to show it. Thank you so much. Yeah.
But can we leave it up for a couple of days, then we'll come back, we'll clean it up.
Because we need a little street cred. So can we just leave it up?
Do kids even do that anymore?
I don't know, but it was the best harmless thing
to really?
Do. Yeah.
And the egg home still.
It's yeah, but still that's not nice. That's not eggs. That's bad. Things that, you know, can do some damage. That's not good. Toilet paper was always harmless. You just yank it out of the tree. All right, Dad had to get the ladder, but still.
Until it rains.
Yeah. But still, it'll dry again eventually. It's so harmless, you know?
But I don't agree with the, first of all, you got to ask. Yeah, and then you'll tell the people, well, we'll clean up.
Jeez. Hi, I'm going to put some dog poo on your porch.
Is that okay?
Harmless. Yeah, is that all right? And then I'll clean it up after you come out and step on it when it's on.
And I'll clean your shoes.
Jeez.
Too, so. Boy, talk about taking all the fun.
Oh, Lord, no kidding. Wow. An early fall snowstorm. Listen to this. Dumped 2 feet of snow on Montana yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, 8 states have already had snow. We are one of them, by the way. Up in northern Nevada, they had snow over the weekend. Yes, yes, yes. So this has been a weird fall early in a lot of places. And get this, 46% of people, almost half the people out there say they wish smartphones had never been invented. They say they've affected us in bad ways. One of the main ways that they've ruined us, people say, is they've made it much harder to relax. And I understand this. They say the average millennial relaxes for less than an hour a day. Older people, less than 90 minutes a day because of alerts, messages, notifications. Our phones are always dinging in some way. And it's hard for people to ignore them. When you hear that, you immediately go to your phone or you think in the back of your head, I got to get that. So, so people, if you can, put them down once in a while. Relax a little bit.
Doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't.
Last week, the announcement sticks. Coming back to Vegas, they're going to be over at the Pearl, which is a great place to see this
band.
Sure
is.
We do have tickets to give away. This is for their run in January. In fact, January 19th. Jan 19th, they're going to be there next year. Just get the head start.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing. Okay. You have a chance to win those tickets. A little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, tickets for Styx, you'll have a chance to win those. Carla, Jody, and I were talking over the weekend, and although it would never happen, say we were to split up. Aside from the furniture, stuff like that, we started talking about who gets this place or that place where we go all the time.
Oh, you mean like your restaurant or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we really only have 3 places we go.
Right.
We're very shallow.
Well, no.
Or that people know where we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, for example, as long as I've known you, and I feel I know you very well. If somebody said to me, hey, where are some places that Carla frequents?
Right.
I would be hard-pressed to name one or two. Now, I know you've gone to places.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I know, and I go to some different ones a lot.
You spread it out.
I do kind of spread it out. Yeah, I do, actually.
See, for me, I think, well, Tommy Rocker's, the bar on Durango, and of course Fleming's.
Yeah, okay.
That's about it.
Right.
So we were talking, and we were saying if that should ever happen, who gets what places, or like in a, you know, split up or a divorce, or do you just go? Do you decide weekends?
Right.
And go every other weekend or whatever?
Well, that's a tough one, like, because, you know, when they know you, when you go in. And there are a couple places. And, yeah, it's funny. After, with my ex and I, there were some places I just didn't want to go. It's like, just take them. I didn't want to go. Not because bad memories, but it was like, yeah, I'll fix you. I'm not going there. Right. So,
And then, of course, you know, as things go on, time moves on, you're going to want to date. So you bring somebody else
you go,
there.
Yes, yeah. Do you go to your old place? But if it's your place, see, I think that if you took someone there, if you were the one that introduced them to the place, you get the place.
Anybody else, have you gone through that? And how did you work it out?
Yeah.
Or did it, like a lot of other things, get a little messy going?
Right.
Oh, really? He was just in here?
Yeah. See, I don't know. Did you introduce Jody to Fleming's?
I don't know.
Think about that, because she, you know.
I'd have to go back.
She brought you. She gets custody.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great radio show plan for you today.
It's back in minutes on 96.3 AKLZ.
So this morning, we're talking about those places when you split up. Mm-hmm. And you always were known for going to this place or that place. After you split up, who gets what place?
Yeah.
And it does happen.
Oh, it absolutely does happen. I had somebody write in who said, you know what, Carla, I'm kind of with you. If you introduced someone to a particular place, mm-hmm. you brought them there first, then that's your place. Okay. Whoever did the introduction. Now, somebody suggested, Mike, it might be too late for you, but if you're getting married soon, get a prenup. Put it in the prenup. Put your restaurant in the prenup.
The restaurants, yes,
that's
and
right.
bars.
Yes.
And all the places you go.
Yes.
Those are mine. If yeah. anything ever happens to us, those are mine.
I get those. And people go to, they have to go to divorce court over, you know, animals. Wow. I mean, you know, couches. I mean, things that are very specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the regulars, the usual things, but yeah.
Well, of the three I mentioned then, I think if anything were to happen to Jody and I, I'd get 2 out of 3.
Okay. All right.
That's not bad.
Well, I know.
I've gotten worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I've done worse.
That's true. I didn't have a spatula until you 2 years ago. So, yeah.
You know what else is uncomfortable? Is when you run into that couple that you knew from that place.
Oh, that's the, yeah.
And the first yeah. time they bring somebody else new.
Right. Right.
And you go, hey, how's, oh, who's yeah. this?
Because the thing is, you like certain restaurants. You know, because I've brought different people to the same place because mm-hmm. I like the restaurant.
Right.
You know, it has nothing to do with what I feel for them. It has to do with right. the fact that I want good lamb. Okay? Yeah. That's what it
I didn't bring
do.
You.
I want a good ribeye.
I That's didn't bring right. you here because of
no,
you.
No, yeah. And when they do the old, it's, oh, this is beautiful. This is, have you been here before? Yeah. No, I have. No. Yeah,
until the waiter
no.
calls you by name.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
You want your regular?
Yeah, exactly.
Your huge?
Yeah. You want the ribeye medium rare? You want the crown? Okay. Yeah. I see, right? Oh, shut up.
Lucky guess. Lucky
Jeez.
Guess. You know, they're trained to do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. They knew my name from the reservation.
702-739-9636. Yeah, people end up in court over animals
yes.
and stuff that you go, really? That yes. was you had to go to court for that?
You got the saltwater fish, did you? That's great. But yeah, who gets custody of the restaurants?
And the bars and all the
yes,
other places
your hang.
You bring up a good point though, the person that texted in. Yeah, if you introduce that person to that
yes.
place, the normal it should go to the person.
Well, yeah.
But.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Sometimes the other person ends up liking it even more, but right. you want to, you know.
What if you're
you
always
wanna
paying?
You want to block them.
You're the one that always pays when you go there. Does that make.
Oh.
Yeah, but when you're married, most people, it's your money. You're both of your money. So, you know, that's when you're married, that's a tough
That's
one.
A good point if you're
yeah.
dating.
Yeah, if you're dating,
if
that's
you have a
different.
Long relationship, I yeah. don't know. Boy, that's a good.
Yeah, because that's when
well,
you
see,
can say.
Well, see, now we're
going
to have
what?
To go back that.
Yeah, but that's when you can say, you know, I didn't like yeah, it anyhow.
I got the receipts.
Yeah. Yeah, who likes steak anyhow? Yeah. That's stupid.
And to be quite honest, they never liked you either. So.
The toilet no. paper your house. All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, viral.
Viral, V-I-R-A-L, viral.
That's the word you need for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text viral to 45911. Again, that's 45911. Win $1,000 and also qualify for the 10K payday. Enter viral online at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app you now have on your smartphone, right? Good. Viral is the word. You got 15 minutes to get it out there. If you get a weird number calling you in about a half an hour, don't be shy. Pick it up. Might be the Beasley banker saying, cha-ching, you're putting $1,000 in your pants. The word, viral. Good luck.
The word is viral. V-I-R-A-L. Still have a couple of minutes. Text the word 45911 to win $1,000, or you want to be in the running for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Last hour, talking about, you know, when you split up with somebody.
Yes.
Besides all the regular stuff, furniture and personal items. And
right.
But a lot of people split up the places they used to frequent.
Mm-hmm.
One listener took it to the extreme.
Yeah, Adrian said, my ex and I had to split the whole United States. I got everything west of Texas. He got the other side.
Wow. Court injunction.
Wow.
Everything.
Yes, exactly. Tina said, plus side to being married so long. Should we ever divorce, a lot of new restaurants open up here. So hopefully we don't have to run into each other.
That's what you think.
I know.
But you know, like for those people that have been here a long time,
yeah.
Vegas tends to be a very small town.
It does. It does. And you, like any other, you know, like big cities,
mm-hmm.
you have your area.
Right.
You know, you have your area and those places that you frequent in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Or not, I mean, it's...
Maybe you split up the town by zip codes.
Yeah.
Maybe you do that. Sunshine going to be nice today and right through the rest of the work week. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's still only about 59 outside right now. Yep, wow. It's wintertime. We're freezing. All right, Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, my gosh, this superstar says he did this for the very first time in his life.
Find out who that is and what it was, plus some other stories after Skynyrd.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carrie Underwood celebrated the 15th anniversary of her American Idol audition on Friday. Told the audience at her Nashville show she had been preparing herself for a very different career, and that audition was just the open door that changed her life forever, I'll say.
Yeah.
Good for her, man. Kanye, by the way, if you're a Kanye West fan, from now on, he's only going to record gospel music, he says. That's it. Gospel. He's even doing a gospel album. And so he'll only, you know, do songs where he praises himself, I guess. Because doesn't he think he's thinks he's God, doesn't he? Doesn't he think he's Jesus? I'm sorry.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he's Jesus.
I never have thought that, ever.
Never.
Ever. No.
Okay. I might be wrong on that.
I know.
I'm sorry.
A God, yes.
Right.
A God is sure, but...
Maybe I should have phrased it
that
way.
That's right.
Okay.
Listen to this. So Garth Brooks, he sat in the crowd recently at a Bruno Mars concert and sat in the crowd like regular people. He and Trisha went, sat in the audience. They did all the fan stuff. He said, I was helping try to make our side of the crowd cheer louder and all that stuff. And he said it was the first time ever in his life that he got to put the light on his phone. He did the light on the phone.
Really?
Moving it around and sang. And he said, and I swear I cried like a baby the whole time because I'm thinking, wow, this is what the crowd is feeling. On the other side, you have no clue.
Right.
But yeah, and just had a great time. Loved Bruno Mars. How could you not? Yeah, this was, I thought maybe this was here, but it was in Kentucky. Oh. So yeah, I know. So there you go.
Okay.
Just like other people. Just like, yes, that's Garth Brooks in Kentucky right there. Garth Brooks in Kentucky. Oh, there you
go. At whose concert?
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
At Bruno Mars, yes.
All right, knock it off, Garth.
Yes, over at the Bruno Mars concert. Jeez.
Oh, there
you
go.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Just a, there. There, it's just Bruno Mars. That's all it is. Garth, relax.
Just take it
Put
easy.
Put your phone down, dude. Put your phone down. Come on.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. Yes, Mike, what?
I wanted to make sure everybody knew that tomorrow being 1
yes.
October.
Right.
2 years.
Right.
Since the tragic events. On KKLZ, 96.3KKLZ.com, we have details on remembrance events happening around the valley. You can also find information on blood donations and agencies that offer help and support. So we put this up last Friday because a lot of things happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
But if you want to check out what's going on today and even tomorrow on 1 October,
right.
you can do that on our website at 96.3kklz.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
On 96.3kklz.
All right. All this week, we are giving away tickets for Styx back in Vegas. J. January 19th of next year. I know that sounds like a ways away, yeah, but well, Carly, you've been saying it for a while.
Please. The holidays, they're here.
Yeah.
They're here.
So Styx is going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. We all love that place. Got tickets to give away. All you have to do is figure out the name of the Styx song from the audio clip that we're playing backwards. Here it is. Can you identify that song by title?
It's kind of annoying, actually. It's really, I hope they don't do that one.
Can you
backwards.
Figure it out, John?
I think I do know it because it sounds kind of the same backwards as it does forwards.
What it does, doesn't it?
I will bet, yeah.
Should have listened to
sounds
it closer.
Annoying.
That is backwards, yeah. By the way. All right, well, if you can figure it out, we'll get through news and weather. And then after that, take the phone lines off hold. Start looking for caller number 9 and a winning answer at 702-739-9636. One more time. Here it is. All right, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Styx. All you have to do is figure out from this audio clip the name of this song. Carla, we have first-time caller and a chance to be a first-time winner. We have Gary on the phone. Gary, can you identify by title from that audio clip we're playing backwards the name of that Styx song?
I want to say it's Come Sail Away with Me.
Gary, is that what you want to say or that's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Then you are right. Yes.
No kidding.
You won.
All right.
Wow, that's great. I've seen them in concert a couple times, but it's been a long time. They put on a great show.
Cool.
Well, you're going to have a good time. Styx Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. Tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. These tickets are for Sunday, Jan 19th of next year. Mark that calendar and make sure you have that date free. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
Latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Sean Colvin got the call from the Beasley Banker.
Hell yeah! Thank you. I don't know. Pay some bills.
Pay some bills. That's what Sean's going to do with $1,000 now.
Why not?
He's qualified for the 10K payday contest grand prize, $10,000. Your next chance to win and cash in less than an hour from now, 10 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. Top of the hour. Other news, weird, wild, wacky stories. Got some good ones.
Yeah.
Carla, I actually went outside the Florida area code.
You know what? I did too today, Mike.
Just to, you know, jack it up a little bit. Other news coming up after Pat Benatar.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Inspirity. For employer benefits, full service HR support, visit Inspirity.com. Told you going outside the Florida area.
Yeah, I know.
Guy was recently pulled over in England for speeding, told the cops it was because the other people in the car had bad gas, and he just wanted to get to where they were going as fast as possible.
Don't blame him.
Well, the cops didn't buy it, so.
Oh, man.
Gave him a ticket anyways.
Good, clever thinking, but man.
I'm sure, you know, if it's me, I say, you know, sit in the car for a while.
Yes, exactly. Come here.
You tell me. I don't know how this would work here in Vegas, but the country of Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Eastern Europe, kids, if you're looking at your world
it
map.
It still is, in case you were wondering if Estonia still existed.
Wow. It's not a made-up country?
Yeah. No, it's okay. Not.
Well, no. They're trying to curb speeding by testing out a new program where people who get caught have to sit on the side of the road in time out.
Okay. All right.
They're hoping it'll be more effective way at stopping speeding than tickets.
You embarrass people, and a lot of times they don't want to do it again.
You sit on the curb, and you really think about what you've done, and then
put on this thong while you're sitting there, and this'll help.
They're testing it on one main road in the country right now, and there's no word if they're going to take
one
it nationwide.
On the main road in Estonia. Yes.
Well, we only got one road.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. We try it there, and then I don't know how they talk over there.
But that's the only.
That's good.
I can just imagine so many people speeding, and it just looks like a parade. Everyone just sitting on the curb.
Sitting on the curb.
Waiting for someone to drive by.
On their phones.
I'm fine. I was going too fast. They made me sit out.
Why do I get 15 minutes? Hot. They only got 10. I don't know.
Yeah, it must depend on how much over the speed limit.
Right.
You're going. Listen, I actually went with a theme, I guess, here. Eric Stagno is his name. Haverhill, Massachusetts, was given a 4-month suspended jail sentence Friday. He went over to Planet Fitness there for the naked yoga class.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't naked yoga, though, but, you know, he said, isn't this a judgment-free zone?
Wow.
And they said it is, but it's not a naked yoga zone. So you can't be naked in this yoga class, sir. Huh. So he was arrested. 4 months he got.
Well, you got to be careful if you're naked trying some of those positions.
Yeah, exactly. Ouch. Watch your leg, sir. That's not my leg. Chloe received. Here's what she did. So she. She went to London, you know what, booked a nice room there, went to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, and she got a little confused, didn't turn the lights on, walked out the door and walked out of the room and locked herself out. Well, she was naked, completely naked, standing in the hall, just wondering what to do. I don't know what, I'm so naked. And so she pulled the fire alarm, because that won't draw people to you. Yeah, they came. They you know, her friend heard the fire alarm going off. What are you doing outside? And, she was charged. She was fined $1,200 for pulling the fire alarm.
Okay.
But, you know, she said, I didn't know what else to do.
At least she didn't have to sit on the curb.
No, because she says, I was, in fact, completely naked.
Wow. So. I see the theme with your stories.
Thank you. Well, no prize for that, Mike, but you're very welcome. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
You know, it's a quick, easy story. I think I'm drawn to these stories because I like to see that there are still companies that do these things. KFC, they recently awarded an employee in Salem, Oregon, with a brand new car. Crystal Achance, she works at a little KFC there, and she's, for quite some time now, walking to and from work, at least an hour each way. And finally, her coworkers said, you know, we ought to do something here. Mm-hmm. So they nominated her through the company for, a new car. It's an award for, you know, an employee that kind of goes above and beyond. Well, she got it. And they gave her a brand new car, brought it over with the big red bow on it, and she was quite blown away. She can get to work now.
That's an awesome story.
She'll probably stay with the company forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
You'd feel bad if you'd say, hey, listen, thanks for the car, but I got a better paying job.
Well, and I, in all honesty, would think, if I leave, do I have to give the car back? Do you guys get the car back?
That's a great story.
It's love hearing stories like that. We want some of those good news stories, by the way.
About that in a minute.
Yes.
Just a little over 20 minutes away from the next shot to pick up $1,000. 10K payday contest qualify for the $10,000 that we're giving away. Wendy Rush will have that for you as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They got those low auto loans as low as 2.99%. Wrapping up the show, Carla, I thought you did very well.
Thank you.
Set a new record with heart titles. This guy in England, a DJ there, set the Guinness record for identifying the most Taylor Swift songs.
How many did he do?
He did 27.
I'll see.
So his buddy gave him the lyric, like one lyric, and he named the title. In 60 seconds, he did 27, which beats out the old record of 14. And you did 10.
I did like 10. And I'm not as, I'm older now, Mike. I'm not as fast. I think I pulled a muscle on Heartless, or Kick It Out. I'm not sure.
The person who went there first, we decided actually in the split up, gets the bar, the restaurant, or that place where you used to go as a couple.
Yes, or the edge trimmer. But anyhow, what?
Really? Shut up. I gave you an edge trimmer you wouldn't bring it up.
I used that recently, too, by the way.
And as we talk about good stories or feel-good stories, tomorrow is the anniversary of 1 October.
Yeah.
And
all the information about some of the events going on, not only this past weekend, but today and tomorrow.
Right.
How you can donate blood. All that is on the main page of our website, 963KKLZ.com. We will talk more about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
But as you go through your day today, think about this, and we will open the phone lines tomorrow morning. What good, if any, came out of this horrible tragedy? Because you hear about these stories.
Right.
That because of this, this has happened.
Right. I have a friend who, a couple of them who are involved. We all know somebody, but someone just simply was there pretty horrified by the whole thing. But she said it made me just want to do more things. I felt like I wasn't doing as much.
Right.
I want to do things now that I might have been afraid of before. I want to do things that I probably wouldn't have done before or would have waited to do till somewhere down the road. And she's just really been enjoying herself and traveling more and things like that.
And those are the stories we're looking for. We will do that tomorrow. But again, all the information about what's going on in the Valley in remembrance of 1 October on our website, and you can get all that information by going to 963KKLZ.com. All right. Listen, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And as we always say, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 963KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 963KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.